Podcasting not so live, straight from your hard drive. It's 808 Talk, Hawaii's premier podcast, with your host V Brown, aka 808 Writer, and J Big Daddy Plumber. Sit back and relax, take off your shoes, and experience a little aloha. Welcome once again to 808 Talk. This is show number 3. Today is Sunday, June 12th. We're podcasting out of beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii, where the temperature today is 85 degrees. I'm your host, V Brown, aka 808 Writer, and along with me is
Jay, Big Daddy Plumber, and I'm no longer MIA, and I will explain my actions.
On today's agenda, we got some information to talk about. We got an up-and-coming biker show put on by Choppers Only Hawaii. We'll talk about a conference that went on with the IABC. We'll give some shout-outs to some other podcasts located out of Hawaii. And we'll, of course, get to Jay Plummer's MIA story. We'll also tell you where Hawaii ranked this week in the report put out for the worst and best drivers in America. And we'll let you know who the Miss Hawaii winner is that just went on this past week. So sit back, relax, and join us in a little aloha. Welcome, and once again, thanks for tuning in to 808 Talk today. So getting right into our show, I guess first on our agenda is we want to talk to Big Daddy over here about why he was MIA last week, because as you all know, I was solo last week, and I didn't even have a clue where he was. So Big Daddy, man, what's up?
Dude, I disappeared, man. I got some psycho chick on freaking MySpace, like, stalking me, man. I ain't never had some girl stalk me. This is, like, crazy. This girl done lost her mind. She sent me messages on there saying, oh, I love you, oh, this, that. I want to be with you. And she's, like, trying to find out where I live and everything. So I stayed off my cell phone. I stayed off everything. I didn't even log in the internet on that day.
So you were just laying low.
Yeah, man. You know how it is? Like, y'all better watch out on MySpace. They got some crazy people on there.
I'm dude, you know how many times I called you and left messages, man? I'm, like, thinking that something's wrong with you because you're not returning my phone calls. And, if you got a stalker problem, you got to let your buddy know, man.
Dude, what's up, man? I was scared out of this girl, man.
Oh, man. So, man, that MySpace, though, sometimes it is kind of crazy. So I guess y'all need to watch out.
But, hey, if y'all want to get a hold of us on MySpace, just go to the 808 Talk and look at our profiles, and you can go to 808 Riders' MySpace account, or you can go to my account for Big Daddy, and you'll see it under there.
What's your name on MySpace?
I think I'm just under Jim, but if you look under my...
what's your little link, though? It's PC Modders.
MySpace.com/PC Modders, and then, we got 808... Ryder, his
mine is actually but it's under BS Brown, so you can find me on there. But like you said, we got a link now up on 808talk.com that has some information about both me and Big Daddy, so you can go there. So is everything cool now, man?
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. She's still kind of messaging me, but I'll take care of that. I got my ways, but it's all good. But y'all don't be afraid, holler at us, give her a freaking line, drop some comments or whatever on MySpace, give me some crazy links on there, whatever. I'm down for it. I'm like, I'll hook you right back up too. But
the more friends, the merrier.
Yeah, that's what it's about, man. It's about networking. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, that's good, man. It's good to have Big Daddy back, though, and to at least know he's okay. So let's moving right along. This past week, we had there was a conference that went on with some of the local podcasters and bloggers here in Hawaii. The conference was with the International Association of Business Communicators, and they were just the topic of discussion was blogging for business, and some good things came out of it. There's about an hour long podcast that they actually recorded down there, and if you want to check it out, you can actually go to Peter Kay's site, who is one of the podcasters and a big person in the blogging podcast and actually tech community here in Hawaii altogether. You can check out that podcast if you go to his site, and that's yourcomputerminute.com, and look on the, I believe it's the June 9th or June 10th podcast is where he has it up there. But it's blogging for business, so check it out. Another thing we'd like to talk about today is this past week 808 Talk finally got listed up on the Hawaii Association of Podcasters, which you can check out.
Whoop, at, right on.
Yeah, man, we're moving up there, dude.
Yeah, getting noticed.
So you can check that out if you go to HawaiiPodcasters.com. Check it out there. It'll also give you some more information about podcasts coming out of Hawaii. And another shout out to HawaiiUp.com and to Ryan over there. Ryan runs the Hawaii Up and the Hawaii Association of Podcasters site. And I just wanted to say a big mahalo to Ryan for linking us up over there.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Yeah,
for hooking a brother up.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we can do some interactions with Hawaii Up over there and kind of tie our show in maybe a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, maybe cool. We could do something with them or whatever sometime.
Yeah, you know, we just, the whole podcast community just kind of link up out here, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Take over the world.
That's right, man. You know, Hawaii is kind of the leader in this podcast thing, you know? So, yeah. We'll see what's going on with that. But, let's see, another podcast I just wanted to throw a plug out there for was Baka Chat. Baka Chat's over there at ainanet.com. That's ainanet.com. Check out Baka Chat's podcast. He also has some good things, and he talks a lot about Hawaii and also Japan. So there's a little mix going on over there that you can check out.
Japan.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Yeah,
girls.
We don't need to get in there right now. Yeah. We'll have to talk about that on another show.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone right now. I'll be a good boy.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that on another show. But hey, wasn't Miss Hawaii pageant was this past week, right?
Yeah, I think it was like on Friday or something like that. They had it down at the Hilton. They hosted it for all of them, and K5 actually did the actual hosting. They did pretty good. The girl from she was Miss Kahala, Malika Dudley. Actually won. She's very beautiful, you know.
They're
all beautiful, but some of them girls, man, I was like,
well, that's that local water, man.
Yeah, and you know me and local water, I get in trouble with that stuff. But
Hawaiian water, man, does some wonders.
Yeah, put some beauty on them, that's all I got to say. But yeah, she won, and she did a really, really great job. She seems to be down to earth quite a bit, which is a little bit of a change, I think. But yeah, I was kind of intrigued by watching it on TV and stuff, so it was all good. She's, I guess her mom was out there too, so her mom wasn't too bad looking either, so.
Well, she'll be a good representation for Hawaii and
America. We definitely need it, and, you know, it's a good thing that they've, you know, every year they change out the person and they get somebody new in there. I mean, not to say any of them that were ever bad, but they, you know, it's good to have a new face every year and have Hawaii represented the right way, and you know, let everything just flow. So yeah, it was very interesting.
That's some good stuff, man.
Man, I'll tell you one thing though. I just remember when I was watching that show, they had some dancers on there. Oh boy,
local dancers.
Yes, like I can't remember their name, like 24/7 or something like that, and man, they could just dance their booty off.
Girls,
oh boy, they had all local girls in there. Woohoo. Boy, I wish I was there.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it was, I wish I was down there. It was, yeah.
Anytime you got those beauties from Hawaii there, though, man, it just makes you go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man. Well, congrats to Miss Dudley, who was the Miss Kahala, now the Miss Hawaii. Good job there. And we look forward to seeing you being crowned Miss America.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Represent
Hawaii again. So let's see, what else we got? Did you hear about that report that came out? The best and worst drivers of America?
Yeah, I heard about it. I'm like thinking Hawaii should have been the last one, but I ain't even going to start there.
Who was the last?
The last was like Washington, D.C., our capital of the United States.
That's like one of the smallest areas.
Yeah, and they got like the most people there or something, and they got like the worst drivers. People must be like driving over the sidewalk through trees and stuff like that.
Man, I don't know.
But it was pretty amazing. Hawaii was ranked pretty well.
What about cities like New York and stuff? Where were they ranked?
New York was like 173. Like L.A. was like 180-something.
Wow.
Yeah. So
how did Hawaii do compared to them?
Hawaii, 125, 127, somewhere in that area.
Oh, yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah, so, I think I saw it was 125, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I disagree. But
okay, what do you think about that? Honestly.
I think it's a bunch of BS.
Living out here, what do you think?
I think it's a bunch of BS because Hawaii is the worst place I've ever driven. I'll take driving in New York and LA both. And I've drove in both of them.
So you're saying that New York should have been rated higher than Hawaii?
Yeah, dude. I can deal with people driving on sidewalks and stuff, but I can't deal with like people out here not knowing how to merge, not know how to drive, flipping your bird after you let them in, and then you know you got these people when you merge.
Wait. What's up with the Hawaii Aloha spirit, man?
Hey, man, I love the Hawaii Aloha spirit, but some of these damn people don't need to be driving.
You know, in the mainland though, actually, you get a lot more courtesy. You know, people. You know how like if you're driving down Kamehameha Highway or something, and you know, you're like. Well, actually, you're in a parking lot or something, and you're trying to get on a Kamehameha Highway. How many times will people actually stop and, like, wave you in? You know, my whole general rule is, like, every other car should at least let every other person in. Kind of like when you're doing a merge.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
But these people, sometimes, they just, you know.
No, these people, this is the deal. I kind of figured out the whole merging thing.
I think I know the problem, too.
Is like,
it's not the local Hawaii people.
No, it's the military.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I think it honestly is the military because you get everybody with different driving styles coming out here. And, you know, St. Louis has got a different way of driving. New York City's got a different way of driving. L.A., different driving. You know, all over the United States, different driving. Some of these people in the military, they've been overseas. They've been over to Japan.
I absolutely agree. Because how many times do you see a news story when there's an accident and who at least one of the person involved is what? Military.
It's military or an elderly person.
Yeah.
Just like, for instance, you know, I had an accident this past year, and luckily, you know, everything's fine now. But I had an 83-year-old man that pulled out in front of me, and I still got blamed for it because I rear-ended him. But he didn't even see me there.
Yeah. Some states are actually starting to kind of like regulate the older drivers. You know, no like discrimination on older people or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if they can't like pass the test still to drive, then I think, you know, something should be done because it just causes more problems. But once again, no disrespect there. But I totally agree that the military
it's not
them in general, but it's the mixture of all the different, you know, I guess what do you call it, the different driving styles.
Yeah, I just think it's a different, you know, you're throwing everything into one place that's very small, and you got everyone trying to drive the way they're used to driving back home, and then, you know, then you got the person with the finger out the window, or you got, oh, I've got to get in front of this person type deal, or I got to be ahead of the pack, or I've got to do 90 miles an hour down on H1 when, you know, the speed limit's 55 and you got people just hauling butt down the road. So, I don't know. I think it's just, you know, too many people in one area trying to, you know, have a mixing pot. They just don't know what the hell they're doing.
At least they got ranked, you know, higher than Washington, D.C., I guess, if you could say anything about that. But who was number one on that list?
Who was it?
Cedar Rapids, right?
Cedar Rapids,
Iowa. That's Iowa, right?
So if y'all want to be safe, some safe drivers, move there.
So I guess this affects, though, the insurance cost in different areas, right? Because it was put out by Allstate, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it'll affect them. You know, they're going to boost the rates up probably in Hawaii. And,
yeah,
you know, just make insurance costs a little higher out here. So, if y'all in the military, y'all need to, like, let off the gas pedal, hit a little brake, be courteous to other people.
Come on, man. I mean, you're in Hawaii, so, you know, get with the aloha spirit, you know.
Yeah.
Come on, you know.
Simple with that.
Did you ever heard that saying, you know, when in Rome, live as the Romans, you know?
Yeah, whatever. So when you're in Hawaii, live like the Hawaiians.
You know, so, I mean, you gotta blend in. You gotta, you know, sharing that a little aloha. So anyway, but I guess that's all right. 125 ain't that bad. So
no, it's pretty cool. That bad, at least they ain't like, you know, Washington D.C.
yeah,
I can imagine what those people doing, be driving over the sidewalks through trees. Eh, the hell with the road, just use that, anything that's there.
Yeah, but that's true. Well, I just want to throw out there a little plug for those of you that may be listening that are outside of Hawaii. For some more tourist information, that actually there's separate sections for each different island, You can actually go to the Hawaii Tourist Bureau's website, which is gohawaii.com, and you can select on the different islands there. You know, they got information, places to stay, places to eat, different little events going on. So once again, for those of you that may be planning a trip to Hawaii, you can go check out some good information at gohawaii.com. So just wanted to put that out there for all of our off-island listeners.
Anybody, man, if y'all come to Hawaii, y'all gotta hook up with the food out here. Gotta get your grinds on, because they got some good food out here, but you just gotta watch it, man, because your butt be getting big if you eat too much of that stuff. But yeah, it's they got good food out
I
here. I
like that
mean,
Loco Moco, man. Some good stuff.
oh,
Dude, I
them local plates, man, I just get hooked on that stuff.
Oh
I guess
yeah.
they're eat that stuff for hours.
That stuff is good. That stuff is really good. Ooh, man. Anyway, so what'd you do this weekend, Big Daddy? Did you go out, or did you have another? Were you recuperating again this weekend?
Actually, I was recuperating. I had a kind of a problem. I found out the hard way that I'm allergic to papayas.
What?
So I landed myself in the emergency room for a couple hours last night, and yeah, they hooked me up with some good drugs. I'll tell you that much. Y'all need to get some Benadryl, that liquid stuff. That's wonderful, wonderful stuff.
That's funny you say that, because for any of you people that have seen that movie Hitch, for any of you people that have seen that movie Hitch, where Will Smith had the reaction to the seafood, I think it was, right? And he went into the store and his face was all swollen up, and he starts grabbing the Benadryl off the rack and he just starts downing it. Well, Big Daddy did that exact same thing this weekend, and I'm telling you, that movie is actually true, because this guy here was like drunker than drunk
Dude,
off of Benadryl.
I was slurring, couldn't walk. I fell down on top of this nurse. It was crazy. I was like, man, like, can y'all like prescribe this permanently to me? This is some good stuff. It's legal too.
And then he had a relapse again the next night, because that was Friday night, right?
Well, Friday night I actually first started, and then last night was the worst because
You just
I
had
don't
touched it, right?
I
Or
just yeah, because it was still sitting on my counter, because I'm afraid to touch it right now, because I keep breaking out every time I go near it. So my whole body broke out in hives. It started swelling up. Couldn't breathe. So I was like, man, I better go to the emergency room.
And I had to go pick this guy up last night at the emergency room. And I tell you what, it was once again drunker than drunk. I guess they gave him some shot, hooked him up in there. It was probably like a 12-pack straight into his
Dude,
bloodstream.
I swear to God, I think I drank a whole case or something like that, man. I was
You
crazy.
sure looked like it, man. You
I
were
was
out in the
messed
days.
up.
I'll tell you what, though, but you know what? Here's my recommendation. The best recommendation you ever get: stay clear of papayas.
Whatever, man. Find out the hard
Were
way
you
on
ever
this
re
stuff.
allergic to it before? Have you ever ate
No, well,
papayas?
this is the thing. I used to grow them in my backyard, and I actually had, go pick them, and I get like a little bit of sap on my hand, and I kind of my hand would swell up a little bit. Didn't think twice about it. I was like, ah, it's just, I might be a little bit allergic to it, right? Didn't think that. No, it never bothered me that bad. Well, I go have this thing called a red papaya, which is, I guess, one of the worst ones out here, from my understanding, from what people have been telling me. And it just messed me up to no end. And I guess you're really not supposed to eat a whole papaya all at once, because it's kind of like a dietary thing. It makes you like, it's like taking a laxative. It
Really?
didn't do that to me. I don't know why, but probably because I was allergic to it and it didn't actually do what it was supposed to do. But yeah, I had a really allergic reaction to it. I ate it like about 15 minutes later. I'm all breaking out in hives, sweating. I couldn't breathe. I'm like all freaking flipping out and everything. I'm like, ah, what's going on? So yeah, I gave my friend a call, and she was helping me out with it. She's allergic to a few things, and she was telling me to take some Benadryl. And then finally last night it just got too bad, and I said, I gotta go to the hospital. I was like, I can't breathe or anything now. So by the time I got to the hospital, my throat was all closed up, and they were like, I walk in the door and I'm like pointing and can't talk or anything. I'm like, oh man, I'm breaking out, duh, writing stuff down. I'm like, I need Benadryl now. But it was all straight. It's good.
Well, that's good, man. But once again, stay away from those papayas, man.
Yeah.
All right, you got that.
Noted.
okay. Another thing we wanted to talk about is that we actually set up a 808 Talk store at our partners, cafepress.com. If you want to check it out, buy a t-shirt and help promote us, and actually help support us, you can go to 808talk.com/store. That's 808talk.com/store. And it'll take you right to our Cafe Press store. You can check out our t-shirts, and we got some coffee mugs and stuff there. So check that out. Or also,
dude, I think we need to get some girls and model some of that stuff.
Hey, I agree, man. And you know, we were talking about this idea because a couple weeks ago when we talked about the island honeys on our show, we may be having a couple island honeys come in here to do some recording on our show. But we're probably going to get some of our logo and our name out there on some island honeys gear.
Nothing like having your name on some wonderful looking breast.
Oh.
Beautiful. Definitely. Just absolutely beautiful.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
All them girls there are just absolutely beautiful.
I am down with that. I am down with that. So, yeah. Be looking out for that, man, because the island honeys might be appearing somewhere soon with some 808 talk.
Big, man. Them girls are getting big out here. Whew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for those of you that don't know what the island honeys are, once again, you can check them out at islandhoneys.com. We're big supporters of the island honeys, so check them out there. You can actually find a link to their site at 808talk.com too, if you didn't get what we just said. So check them out. What else we got, man? Anything else up and coming? I'm trying to think. Well, it's summertime, so once again, it's the
beach.
Tourist season. Yeah, the beach. We're thinking about taking 808 Talk on the show. The show actually on the road a couple times. So we're gonna take our iPod and our little mic down to Waikiki or any other event that might be going on in Hawaii. So we'll try to do that and get that out on the road there. And some ideas I had was to actually find some tourists and do a little interview with them and talk to them about
how they volunteer to go see the Japanese girls.
That's my job. No, but anyway, we'll try to get some input from some tourists and see how they're enjoying their stay in Hawaii and try to get some of that stuff on the show. But I know the tourists have really picked up
in the past
year or two, because you remember after September 11th it was really dead out here.
Yep.
And it's finally coming back around. It's taken a few years, but it's getting there. So
yeah, people are deathly afraid of flying on planes now. Some are. I'll get on one. I don't care.
Yeah,
I think you're safer in that than you're in a car nowadays.
It's getting better. It's getting better, definitely.
Yep.
You know, in the beginning it was kind of tough with all the security measures, but now it's getting pretty good. But yeah, that's some of the ideas we have for upcoming shows, and like I said, we still have some plans to get some other local people on the show, or actually go to them and do some interviews. So we'll see how that goes, but. If anybody has any comments on the show, if you could, go to 808talk.com and check it out, or you can always send us an email at 808talk@gmail.com, because we'd like to get your input on how you think the show is going, or any improvements, or anything in general, whether it be good or bad. We'd like to get it, because
hey,
it just helps us
to be nice.
Yeah.
Y'all can just say what you got to say.
Yeah, just say what you got to say, because it only helps out the show altogether. So once again, you can post comments or you can send us an email. And you can find all the links to this stuff at 808talk.com. So, let's see. I guess that about what'd you do there, man? Big Daddy, tripped over the mic over here or something.
Yeah, just pushing things around, you know.
I think he's got somewhere to go. He's, ready to get out of the studio here or something, because he thought we were done.
Hey, I gotta go have some beer. I didn't have none last night.
Well, anyway, I guess that about wraps it up for our show this week. So this was show number 3, so we're actually moving right along.
Yeah, going right along with it and getting everything done.
We once again would really like some input, because if you have any ideas of anything you'd like us to talk about, especially our people from off-island, send us some email and let us know. Ask questions. We'll answer your questions on the air. Last week I actually answered a first question that one of our listeners had. So if you have any questions, any comments, feel free to express them. So once again, from me, V. Brown, a.k.a. 808 Writer, and my co-host,
Jay Big Daddy Plummer,
we'd like to thank you for tuning in to 808 Talk. Mahalo and aloha.